From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. The United States is marking the 14th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks on Friday with a series of observances to remember that dark day. President Barack Obama, along with his wife and White House staff, observed a public moment of silence Friday morning on the White House lawn. In New York, families of the victims gathered for a tolling of bells and the reading of the names of those killed in the terrorist attack. At the Pentagon, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter and other officials joined in remembrances for the victims, relatives, and Pentagon employees. Also, there was a moment of silence at 10:03 a.m. when one of the planes crashed into a field in Shanksville in western Pennsylvania before reaching its likely target of Washington, D.C. In all, nearly 3,000 people were killed when al-Qaeda terrorists hijacked four commercial airplanes in coordinated suicide attacks. A European Union proposal for its 28-member nations to more equitably share the burden of Europe's escalating migrant crisis is meeting resistance, despite its endorsement Friday by the United Nations. At a meeting Friday in Prague, the foreign ministers of Hungary, the Czech Republic, Poland, and Slovakia refused entreaties by their counterparts from wealthier Germany and Luxembourg to accept mandatory quotas in the EU's plan for distributing 160,000 migrants among all member countries. Germany's Frank-Walter Steinmeier called for a fair distribution mechanism for dealing with the additional migrants expected to enter Europe. His country receives more asylum requests than any other European nation and anticipates 800,000 migrants to arrive this year. This is VOA News. A bomb exploded Friday in a camp for people displaced by Nigeria's Boko Haram insurgency, killing at least seven people and wounding 20 others. Chris Stein has more on the story from Lagos.
The blast at the Malkohi camp outside of the northeast city of Yola went off about 10:50 a.m. local time. Sani Dati, senior information officer for the National Emergency Management Agency, has details.
It was a bomb planted inside a tent in the camps near a store inside the IDP camps.
Malkohi camp was one of several in the Yola area that housed people fleeing the Islamist Boko Haram insurgency, which has ravaged three northeastern states and forced 2.1 million people to move elsewhere in the country. In April, women and children rescued from the group in the Sambisa Forest, a Boko Haram stronghold, were brought to the camp. President Muhammadu Buhari has vowed to eliminate the extremist group, but Boko Haram has killed more than 700 people since he took office in May. Chris Stein for VOA News, Lagos.
The Cuban government says it will pardon and release more than 3,500 prisoners to mark Pope Francis' visit to the island this month, the largest amnesty since the 1959 revolution led by Fidel Castro that established communist rule in Cuba. An announcement by the Council of State in Havana Friday did not indicate whether any of those being freed are considered political prisoners by Cuban and international human rights organizations. The decree takes effect and the prisoner should be released within 72 hours, state-run media said. Saudi officials say at least 62 people were killed and 30 others injured when a crane crashed through the roof at the Grand Mosque in the holy city of Mecca. The crash left piles of debris and jagged rubble. Work has been underway to expand the mosque compound. The incident occurred as hundreds of thousands of Muslims gather from all over the world for the annual Hajj pilgrimage, set to begin in Mecca later this month. An Indian court has convicted 12 people in connection with a serial blast that ripped through seven trains within minutes 9 years ago in Mumbai. The rush hour explosions in the packed first-class compartments of evening commuter trains killed at least 188 people, wounding more than 800 others in July 2006. Second river in typhoon-hit northern Japan has burst its banks, stranding dozens more residents, putting more pressure on rescue officials dealing with the region's worst flooding in decades. The Shibui River overwhelmed rice fields and houses early Friday in the largely rural town of Osaki, about 350 kilometers north of Tokyo. Officials say at least 40 people are stranded. Military helicopters and boats rescued dozens of residents overnight Thursday from rooftops in Choso. Officials say at least 25 people are missing there. And all more than 100,000 people in northeast Japan have been ordered to leave because of the storm. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.